The subject of the conference as a whole is the relationship between courts and arbitration. And I think that it's a felicitous and very timely choice, because there's a tendency to begin to imagine that arbitration somehow or other is unmoored from the apparatus of the various states that participate in the international arbitration arrangement, and that courts are problems to be evaded rather than indispensable partners in the international commercial arbitration process. Give you one example of how easy it is to slip into this particular error. The tentative draft number one of the American Law Institute's new restatement of the international law of commercial arbitration, which was just released on March 29th of this year, defines arbitration as, quote, a dispute resolution method in which the disputing parties empower an arbitral tribunal to decide in a final and binding manner a dispute with respect to a defined subject matter. There's no reference there to courts. But, of course, the arbitration award could not be final and binding, as this definition states, were there not some entity that was capable of compelling compliance with the award. It's peculiar because the draft, which is really a very impressive document, goes through in hundreds of pages into a minute examination of the relationship between courts and arbitration. In fact, that's all the draft is about. But the definition, somehow or other, is liberated from it. The fact is that international commercial arbitration is a public legal creation whose operation and effectiveness is inextricably linked to prescribed actions by national courts.